I want to share and help others because a lot of people help me. And it's sharing is very nice, nice experience, and you're learning too, so why not?
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy. Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast. Super hyped to be having this podcast interview in Rise Vilnius special podcast studio. It is one of the most incredible podcasting studios that I've seen across the world. I'm jealous. I want to recreate it in Santa Monica. I'm here with Alvide. So excited to celebrate more women in tech around the world. Hello.
Hello.
I warned her I get bubbly. And okay, so go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hello, I'm Alvide. I'm from Vilnius. I'm in tech, like woman in tech, for almost 10 years. And I became a woman on tech because I created the biggest Groupon-based business in Baltics. Me with my partners, of course. And from then, I'm very interested in new startups. I have this. I want to share this experience, and I'm looking for new startups, new ideas. I'm help once for myself, and others is for advising and helping.
You were saying in 2010 is when you first discovered Groupon.
Yes.
And so, what happened from that moment?
So after my university, I worked as a sales director in MTV television. Then I got proposal to change one old website. So I changed it. I created
at that
a new
time, did you know about tech?
No.
You not all just, self-taught?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm creating new like advertisement spots, all new strategies and everything. So I was from redactor to accountant.
Right.
And the best thing from that, I could connect with a big range of partners, so
right.
From very small ones to big ones. So I knew what Lithuanian business needed at that time.
Right.
It was just after crisis, so businesses were creating again, were recreating. Actually, in Lithuania, I just now noticed that 2010 was like amazing. Time because all bigger startups, tech startups, was created in 2010, and so mine's as well. Once when I was looking finally for my own business ideas,
right?
I had a meeting with friends, and they showed me a Groupon, and I was said, "Oh my God, this is what." I know what Lithuanians need because I had experience with a lot of huge variety of
right.
Partners. So I knew what Lithuanian business needs after crisis, like services, goods, and everything. And I was so amazed. And it was funny that second time I watched Groupon portal just after 1 year when I was having a speech in tech conference login, and I was thinking that, oh my God, nobody care about Lithuanian business. Of course, it's much more interesting to see what is in in America and in the world. So I watched Groupon, and I saw a lot of similarities and some different things what I done and created. It was very amazing. So I started from very small business in my rented home. after half a year, I merged with another portal and with Latvian and Estonians. So we became the fast-growing internet business in Baltic states. And it was an amazing experience. I sold it 2 years ago, two years before.
Congratulations.
And thank you. Yeah, and but business in Lithuania is still running. And everything is okay, but I needed some new things. And so 2 years now I'm looking for new startups, for new ideas. I consult startups and I'm sharing experience. And of course, I'm sharing experience with movements, so which wants to go in tech business and wants to work there. I inspire them because it's like tech business needs women.
So. How large was your team?
In Lithuania, it was 150 people.
150 people?
At work, like in the best times, yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's a lot of humans.
Yes.
And
a lot of, that's 80% of women.
And what? 80?
Yes.
And was it the first company you had?
Yes.
That was your first business. And did you have a mentor to guide you how to go from zero to 150 staff?
So first mentor was my mom. Because like passion,
yeah,
passion. And hard work. I learned from mom, and my family helped me and supported me and accepted all my crazy ideas and my crazy works, and supported me. So I'm very thankful for them to them, and of course I had mentors. My university teacher. Astra Davičenė she was amazing, and how she did teaching, how she did, she's doing still very successfully, how she's managing people and processes, I was amazed, and I wanted to spend more time with her, so I started to study international business master degree. And, of course, in business, so it was Vilius Juraitis, it's my partner, teach me how to, from small business, because I was growing in small business, so it's totally different, how like, philosophy,
right.
Like, culture and thinking.
Yeah.
When you were small business.
Versus when
business,
you're large.
When you're large.
It actually scares me, because I only have experience in startups. Mm-hmm. And, you know, under 20 people. I mean, me personally, like even under 10 and under. And then I've been working complementary with startups that have 20 to 25 people. So I'm exposed to that, too. I haven't had to manage mm-hmm. those teams. I have had to manage 10 and under. But I can't even imagine a company of over that. Like, I don't have any experience in that.
Yeah,
it's intimidating.
Yes, because when I... managing teams, so I'm creating families, and when you have small team, it's very easy to create family, like culture, like family.
Yes, totally.
Because we're all together supporting, yeah. Consulting each other, listening opinions, and discussing.
On day one, how many people? Well, I don't know if this is the right mm-hmm. type of question, but like in the beginning, like the first 6 months, how many people worked for you?
I was with two partners, so. So one has IT company, and I've helped with company issues, and I was in on sales. So I was creating like sales, all information, and working with partners.
Right.
So I was alone. So when I needed to hire one more girl, so I needed to go out from my home because
yeah.
it was like, you know, to my apartment is not like the right place to work. So we rented an office. So my partner had IT company, so IT and IT team. So basically we started free and like we grow. And
3 to 150.
Yeah, and we merged with another the second biggest group like deal site in Lithuania. And we merged with biggest player in Estonia and Latvia. So it helped to grow. And Yes, but in Lithuania, we made an amazing thing because when we merged with Grupinis Total Team, my company was Beta Total Team. So we when we merged, we were 50, more than 50 share, shares of all markets,
yeah.
And we stayed on that. So I always laughing that deal site was the easiest thing to create at that time because
who doesn't want a deal?
I think that I was joking that everybody who was working in IT and had a wife at home,
yeah,
so created like a deal site for her. And so we had like more than 100 concurrents. But so to create a business, it's very easy. But to stay in business is very hard.
Mm.
So we worked very hard. We believed and like passion. And I always believe that my business is helping to three parts. Helping to save for the customers, because at that time was like just right after crisis, so everybody needed good services and goods, but they couldn't afford it again. And all businesses like after crisis, they needed to save their business
after especially, crisis. Yeah,
yes, especially in crisis, like in the ending.
Yeah,
especially small businesses and service businesses. So
and you brought them the deals,
yes. And they the brought customers for first time, and then and for us, of course, too. So I totally believe in it, and I was always on businessman's side, and I always looked if I was like if I am a customer, would I buy it? So of course, and it's a fun fact that when we had third B day, we wanted to celebrate and to give to 10 best sellers, best buyers, and some nice presents. And IT looked at the numbers, and in first and the second place was me with different email accounts.
Right.
So in third place was my partner.
Yeah.
And in seventh place was my project manager,
right?
And whose husband was IT IT director, and he looked at the numbers and said, "Oh my God! So where our money is going?" So yeah, so and it was proof that like we believed, and our employers believe that it's a really good thing, and we bought it,
right.
And we tested a lot of things, and together with other such a businesses, we started to create new culture in Lithuania during business because our strategy and culture was to work white, all clean, clear, and everything, to have high standards for client support and customer support and everything. And I was always saying that I can come and give you, like, invite customers and find customers to, and I can come with that customer to your doors, but I will never be your administrator. So if your service is good, and so don't call me, because when I'm coming with a huge number of new clients, and if your services are bad, so you know, so please shut down.
Yeah.
Now
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, everybody will know that your service is bad, so we created new standards, we helped create, of course, not all, so new standards, new quality, and internet and tradition to pay and tradition to buy by internet, because until then people was afraid to buy by internet.
Yeah,
because and
that's a thing here.
And the reason why it was we helped a lot so much because our goods and services was usually a small sum, So you don't afraid to risk
right.
small sum. And of course, Lithuanian business and every new us and like it's like official and everything. So when you're testing and trying with small sum amount and it's everything is okay, so you're starting to use it again and again and again.
Can you share like the responsibility that comes with being, you know, a leader here in Lithuania and helping foster further success in the community? What does that look like? Is there a network of leaders in Lithuania to help support and develop the ecosystem?
We have a lot of projects for leaders, and one is which I participated is Women Go Tech. So a lot of leaders from tech companies and from bigger companies, not just women's but in men's as well, coming together and helping young girls which want to work in tech business or wants to create a tech business. So I was a mentor. I like it very much, and I'm consulting a lot of startups now and participating in projects and discussions and programs and everything. Because I always think that I remember myself when I at that time I was 24 when I started my own business. So, and if I would have like more mentors, so it would help a lot for me. And so one reason I want to share and help others, and another reason I want to give back, because a lot of people help me. So, and it's sharing is very nice experience, and you're learning too, so why not?
I love it. And what is a piece of advice you've gotten in your career that has helped propel you forward?
Nothing is impossible. And we like created so much small miracles. And to be honest to yourself, first of all, you need to believe what you're doing, work hard, and you need to be true with yourself. Because if you're creating good thing, which you will buy or you would believe, so everybody will and others will believe. So when you're creating something which is like good for others and you believe in it, so karma is coming back and helping back. And I always work and still working with shiny eyes. I believe I need like, and I'm very lucky that I have opportunity to choose businesses and works which I believe. So I'm very lucky for that, because not everybody can do that. And when I believe, oh my God! So I work hard, and I am inspiring my team, and we're creating small miracles. Because usually, like we all small businesses have the same problems: small budgets. Oh, no money.
Right.
Or I know, like, not and small teams. But when you believe what you're doing and working hard, you have good team and good team, which believes with you and works with you. So everything is possible. So I want to say advice for all ladies who are listening. Be brave and be yourself everything is possible. Just do possible, and you are possible, and you are amazing, and you can do everything what you want, and you even don't know how much you can do it. And I wish you that you would do that things that even you can't believe it's possible. So be brave, and you're worth it.
I love it. What's one huge challenge that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
There were a lot. I have a saying that you can learn just from hard things, and true learning is from failures and on hard times. I had a lot of them. So there were times when like finances was not good, and I had a huge team which like wanted like salaries and everything. And I managed to do that because when you know that how to do that, so you just work harder and you make it happen. I think that the worst thing for me is when others, like partners or some partners, don't believe on you and or have different culture and attitude and seeing differently, and there are no, it's impossible to have two cultures in a company. And there are no bad cultures in overall, but you can't do two cultures in one. So, and it's very hard. And I'm very protective because, like I said, that it's my company and my colleagues and it's my family. So I never worked for money. I was working for some goals and I always wanted to create some like good atmosphere and some growing with the team. I'm very happy for all my colleagues, our ex-colleagues, which they are all achieving such a huge results, and they're working in amazing jobs,
right,
which they like. And what I was learning and teaching, that hard work and believing,
mm-hmm.
and when we have meetings, we still have meetings. So they always say that, yes, it's different cultures, different companies, but that love, passion, and doing impossible, making that it possible, it's that time was like such amazing, and never like it's never the same anymore. So it's like I'm very happy for them and for myself as well too.
Awesome. And where can people connect with you further online?
LinkedIn, of course.
And the way you could find her on LinkedIn is by going to ALVYDE, last name PALAIMAITE. And of course, our amazing teammate Carl will include her link in the show notes. So be sure to take out the show notes. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. One last question. What is your favorite app, hardware, or website? She's looking at her phone.
I'm just looking which I used
the most.
The most and last when you're choosing from children's. I like to travel a lot, so I just after holiday. So one really useful app is Splitwise. So when you're going with friends,
what is it?
Splitwise.
What's Splitwise?
So you can
Splitwise.
So it's when you are traveling with friends or like just we have family account.
Yeah.
So. So you can add...
Splitwise, Splitwise. How does it work?
I can take from... I can, for example, traveling with friends. It's from Caribs from last trip. And you're paying, putting all bills.
Yeah.
And you can just write for, like, I'm paid for all the group. And
yeah, and then you split it. That's
it's
awesome.
It's very easy. Very and cool. For example, because for small, like, especially when you have big groups,
so yeah,
you don't split, like, you're paying Coca-Cola, buying Coca-Cola,
right.
So you don't, like, asking for 8 cents.
Right.
Then, when it's small, a big group, so it's... €10 plus €10. It's some. And this app is very useful. It's so simple and easy to add account and to share. And to look balanced and everything. So it's amazing.
Is this the first podcast you've been on?
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes.
So here you started the Groupon for Lithuania. You had your company acquired 2 years ago. And this is the first podcast you've been on. Let this be the first of many. Let this be the first of many. You schooled it. It was amazing. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. It is ridiculously exciting to connect and collaborate with women in tech around the world. You could do the same thing by going to our Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. Womenintechvip.com takes you straight there. I will see you guys, hear you guys, all the things in the next episode. Be sure to say hello at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Bye.
I'm Alvida Palimaita. I'm a partner creator at Groupon Like Business in Lithuania, bital.lt. We become the biggest company in Baltics and the fastest growing internet portal in Baltics. And that it was acquired 2 years ago. I have my own company, Alpa Group. My company is created to help startups. I'm consulting businesses how to do sales strategy and explore businesses. I'm based in Vilnius, Lithuania, and you are listening to Women in Tech.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.